you want to do something yummy like Sam did and you want to see it on our Facebook and Instagram pages, tell me what it's called. Tater tot what?
Well, no, there's no tater tots involved. It's potato nachos.
Oh, okay.
Why did I think tots were involved?
Probably because I love tater tots so much, and you know, you need that casserole. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. The breakfast casserole had tater tots in it.
Okay, what kind of potatoes are we talking about?
Russet, plain old brown potatoes.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Now they're nachos. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You get like three or four potatoes, the russets. I cut the ends off, and then you just slice them.
Yes. That's the best way to slice them.
Maybe a quarter of an inch, a little less than that.
Got it.
And then in a bowl, you put olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, and paprika.
Toss it.
You toss the potatoes and all that.
Yes.
Single layer on a baking sheet, however many baking sheets you need.
Okay.
You throw them in the oven for like 20 minutes. You flip them for another 20 minutes.
Yes.
And honestly, when I started taking these out, they were good enough to eat by themselves.
Right.
But you take and you put them in a cast iron. You know, a layer of potatoes in the cast iron. A layer of cheese on top of it. And by the way, you've also cooked some bacon on the side.
Of course.
And of course.
Crumble it.
How much bacon do you cook, Murphy?
A pack at a time.
That's right. A whole pack of bacon. You crumble it on top. Green onions on top of that. Then a second layer. And then if you got potatoes left, a third layer. So it's
cheese too.
Potato, cheese, bacon, green onions. Potato,
so it's nachos.
Cheese.
Potato nachos.
Yeah, and you throw it under the broiler for about 5 or 10 minutes to get the cheese to melt.
Oh,
pull it out.
It.
Slap some sour cream on it, and you're ready to go.
So, how do you eat these with a fork?
Very messily. Yeah, I just
scooped up to your elbows
part of it, put it on a plate, and then kind of fork and knifed it.
Okay.
I had some sour cream on the side. You can put some salsa on the side too.
Yeah, true.
Did you like eat how many? How much? It's a big pan of them.
Yeah.
How much did you make one meal, two, three, four meals? What?
Well, see, this wasn't a one meal thing. This was like I ate this over the course of a day and a half.
Nice.
You know, put it in the fridge. Don't worry, Murphy. The leftovers were in the fridge. So, and by the way, I've been on a kick lately with pepper jack cheese.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I made pizzas with pepper jack cheese, not
so
mozzarella.
So flavorful.
Unbelievable. And so that... This recipe, it's pepper jack, but you can use any cheese you want to use, whatever one's your favorite.
I'm good with pepper jack.
But I use an 8-ounce block of shredded pepper jack.
Not too hot for you, Sam?
No.
Good to hear. Get the recipe and check out the picture, MurphySamAndJody.com. Join us anytime. We'd like to hear from you the most. 877-310-4MSJ, or you can join us on Facebook or Instagram.
Social Media Connect.
Let's get to some of these comments. Stacy wrote in to our Facebook page talking about chips on sandwiches.
Hello.
I think we mentioned that last week. What are your favorites, Sam? I know you're the chip sandwich person.
Either plain Lay's, you know, or plain chip on a sandwich.
Can you even taste it?
Oh, yeah. You taste a little of it. It's more for the crunch, the feel. I don't know why. Like
that's
on a
texture.
Ham sandwich. And then using plain regular Doritos, you know, the nacho cheese ones.
Uh-huh. I love them.
On any kind of sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, Cheetos. Cheetos on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
Really?
What?
Delicious.
Cheetos work on top of a salad when you don't have croutons. Yeah. That's my hack. I love crunched up Cheetos on top of a salad when I don't have, Murphy.
I'll do that too with tortilla every now and then. You roll it up and I'll put some peanut butter and Cheetos on it.
That's a rat
roll
snack.
It up.
So you won't do a flavored chip on a sandwich?
I like the plain Lay's on there.
Because like sour cream and onion, I've done that before in the past and that works.
Good.
Seems like you would taste it more.
Yeah.
What you just talked about, tortilla, peanut butter, and Cheetos rolled up, that's a kid food, Sam. Mm-hmm. That is a 5-year-old's feast.
It's easy to make and it's delicious.
Stacy says, talking about chips on sandwiches, we call that country lettuce and or redneck lettuce.
Oh,
if you haven't already, you should really try the new hot mustard Doritos. Then try them on a sandwich. She swears they're great.
Well, we've tried to try the ketchup Doritos.
Oh,
that's
like
too much.
Those.
Murphy
they're
likes
weird.
Them.
I love those, yeah. And I guess those would work on a sandwich.
If it's mustard flavored and you like mustard, boom. Yeah.
See, you know, for me, the chips on the sandwich thing, I don't mind the taste of it, but then I don't have anything else to eat. So that's why I keep it all on the side.
Yes.
I don't
that's when you have the other bag of chips.
Of course.
Nobody said you only could have them in one spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have them on the side too.
That's right.
You sure can. I want to remind you also that we have Cool Summer Eats, all of our favorite summer recipes online for you, including homemade lemonade, all that good stuff, ice cream sandwich, cake, all of that
And by the way, Murphy, the having the chips on the side allows you to, if you can't decide, do I want Doritos or Cheetos? Right. Well, one I'll put on my sandwich, the other
one on the side. Recipes, by the way, MurphySamAndJody.com.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Nissan.
So the big movie opening up this weekend, which means today in theaters, and this is a long awaited for, you know, fans of superhero movies, because a lot of worlds colliding here. It's The Flash.
Tell me something. You can go anywhere.
You hear that voice?
Beetlejuice.
That's right.
Another timeline.
So it's The Flash, but there are two Batmans in this movie.
How?
Ben Affleck is a Batman, and Michael Keaton is also, because they're going, The Flash has created a world without superheroes to save his own family. Mm-hmm. Barry Allen has done that, but they make their way in. They come in, I promise you.
How come he didn't bring Clooney Batman back?
Maybe Clooney didn't want to do it, but doesn't the world want and need Michael Keaton back as Batman? He's the best
Very weird.
He's the best one. Different. They needed this, I think, though. As a Batman person, I'll show up for The Flash if you've got a couple of Batmans there. Otherwise, I might not.
Hey, while you're at it, throw a couple more.
But look, it's getting good reviews, and if you love the superhero stuff, this one is one for you. I do want to say this. It is rated PG-13, with all superhero flicks. Don't drink too much of the big gulp.
3 hours? Okay.
2 hours, 24 minutes. Whew. You can do that.
Well, they got to get two Batman in.
Exactly. Equal time for both Batman.
Coming up next.
Father's Day is this weekend. Hey, that's something you can bring your dad to. The Flash movie. but why I need Murphy, I need you to leave your Saturday open on the way. Father's Day is this weekend. Happy getting ready to almost Father's Day, guys.
I'm glad you reminded me. I mean, I know it's one thing to forget Mother's Day. I'm just kidding.
But now it's personal.
We're getting ready. Dads are kings. So Father's Day, you know, gift ideas and all that kind of stuff we're going to do in the next day or two as well. But I want you to know, Murph, I know that I normally take the Saturday before Mother's Day and I get out of town.
That's a tradition. And
you can totally do that Saturday if you want to. I know you probably won't. Your idea of the perfect day is stay home and put your feet up and go lunch.
I do like going out and doing that. You and I have been doing these sort of like spontaneous, get in the car, see where we go or where we end up, you know.
But on Saturday, the day before Father's Day, I want you to know that if you want it, I can schedule something for you that I'm making happen for you for 1 hour.
But only if he wants it.
Only if you want to get out of town for the day, you can do that, and I won't schedule it. But otherwise, I need you to block out an hour in the early afternoon. About an hour.
Okay.
Let's see what happens in an hour.
Yeah, this isn't that car ride thing.
Massage.
No. Yeah. No. Don't start guessing, right. Sam. Well,
you're specific about blocking out only 1 hour.
I rented a car for 1 hour.
The car thing he's talking about is he knows now that. The
surprise from years ago that wasn't able to happen.
Thanks to the pandemic.
Of COVID, actually. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I had arranged for like a really cool convertible for the weekend
Which
for you.
Which would have been fun, yeah. And we can still do that sometime.
I know.
For 1 hour.
So for 1 hour, I think I can afford setting aside an hour for
you. Good. On Saturday. And then Sunday, we'll do the whole family day. The girls will probably want to pamper you and all that cool stuff.
Okay. Keep in mind, if the car is that 1 hour thing, you can only drive 30 minutes away.
The car is.
Because you've got to come back.
The 1 hour.
That's true, Sam. You're right.
The 1 hour thing on Saturday is a Father's Day gift to you from me.
Okay.
But it's not a car.
Okay. Now, that's cool. Just make sure that I'm, like if it's fancy, that I'm dressed properly or whatever. You know what I mean?
Don't
put me in a predicament where I'm, showing up in my I must be late for something t-shirt.
I also won't. I'll make sure you're not late.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the Federal Reserve announced yesterday, in case you missed it, that they will not be hiking interest rates this month after 10 consecutive hikes over the last 15 months. Every time they make an announcement, we expect a hike lately. They don't feel like it's needed now. They do feel like they'll have to impose one, at least one, before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just doing all this, try to curb inflation.
Well, it's nice to get a little breather.
It is. I mean, we still have the rest of the year, but we'll see. Number two, today is the start of the U.S. Open golf tournament. But will it be different? Will it be the same since PGA merged with Live Golf. Nobody really knows what to expect until today when we see it, the 123rd U.S. Open Championship, which will be in Los Angeles at the L.A. Country Club.
I know there's a lot of moving parts to it, but it's in the end, it's still golf. It's just, you know.
It is just golf again. But
get out there and play.
And number three, the premiere of Black Mirror Season 6 is today on Netflix. The sci-fi drama series starts streaming today, long-awaited. Mm-hmm. Five eerie episodes, and I love this, each with a different cast and story,
yeah,
including a woman who discovers a movie based on her life, or a sales assistant who has to commit horrible acts to prevent larger disasters.
Wow.
It's on Netflix today.
Three things for you to know today.
Summertime and the beaches get crowded. Let's talk beach etiquette. There are really only about four hard, fast rules about beach etiquette, although some people will tell you there's 10 and 12,
mm-hmm,
based on how ticky-tacky. I bet you'd say there are 10, Sam.
At least.
Okay, you want to just hit it? Let's start. Because I know you grew up going to the beach, Murphy.
Yeah.
I did not. So Murphy is the one who introduced me to beach life and beach etiquette.
Yeah. I'll tell you what one big rule is, be aware of which way the wind is blowing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because if you flap a towel or something like that, you know, then if you're downwind from that, you get hit with the sand.
And connected to that, make sure your kids know that.
Oh, that's even more important.
As an adult, it's like, I know which way it's going, but my kids will get up with the towel and just, stop.
Exactly.
Well, that's on the list. Pay attention to your children because they also, you may know your stuff, but they are kids.
Right.
It's rude to play ball over people's heads. It's, you know, kids don't necessarily know that. It's rude to walk over other people's towels. Kids don't know that. You need to, teach them that.
Also, vice versa, it's rude to walk across people who are playing ball.
It's true.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Don't throw over people, but if you got a game going on and walk around them.
Well, and it depends on how crowded the beach is. Sometimes that's almost impossible. Yeah. You know?
Just bring your manners, period. Yeah. Another thing, don't crowd. This is the biggest one. Don't crowd other beachgoers. The general rule is 15 feet of distance between you and your neighbor.
Oh, really?
If you could get it. If you can get it.
Yeah.
And you can't crowd people who got there early and planted their umbrellas or whatever, or did their tents, and then you're going to jump in front of them and blast your music. Oh, music's the number two.
The front jumpers always get me.
I know.
It's like, I am here. This is perfect. This whole day is going to be perfect. And hey, I found a spot in front of this guy.
Well, you kind of have to plan what you're doing around the tides, you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. And if you ever want to see Murphy, bring who really Murphy is, have somebody next to us play louder music than we're playing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I always try to, when I set my music up, I always walk around just to make sure you can't really hear it outside of that circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's loud enough for us, you know what I mean, but not.
Right. Look, you can't expect some sort of meditative experience at a public beach.
Right.
But you need to be aware that your taste in music is not your neighbor's taste in music, and they need to do the same.
You're sharing space. You're not the only one out there.
Don't leave your trash as the other one. I mean, bring garbage bags with your stuff and never, ever leave your trash. You can let us know your beach etiquette. We want to hear it. Your pet peeves, even. 877-310-4MSJ. We like hearing from you anytime. You can join the conversation so many ways, including Facebook and Instagram.
How are you, Kathy?
Good. I have a pet peeve about the beach.
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually live at the beach,
mm-hmm,
so it really bugs me when people feed the seagulls. I don't know if the beach you go to, but they like throw the crackers or whatever up in the air, and the next you know, there's a whole swarm of seagulls like flying around their beach towel, and they're pooping everywhere.
Yes. I will tell you honestly, though, a long time ago, I did feed them. It's been a long time since I did that because I was like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting to interact with these beautiful things.
Yeah, it's hard to keep the kids from wanting to do that.
Yeah, but I hear you.
I know. You feed one and then they all come to your house.
Yeah, they're like flying rats.
And you're right. Yep. You've unleashed a pest, a swarm of pests on everybody who's trying to enjoy the beach.
Right.
Well, I thank you for your perspective. We need it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, Kathy. Yeah, I know the last couple of times that we've taken the girls to the beach, the rules say no feeding, mm-hmm, especially off of a balcony or anything like that. Don't leave your towels out there and don't feed the seagulls.
What do you do to a kid who says, but Dad, The poor seagulls have nothing
to
eat. They're
starving.
Yeah, I know.
What do you say?
It's a rule.
It is a rule. No, but you say, no, but you also say there's plenty for them to eat in other places, right?
Oh, yeah, they're not starving. If you watch them, they're feasting.
Ah, kids, rules are for the other people. Feed away.
What's really cool, what I always loved about watching the seagulls is watching them dive into the ocean and fly away with the fish.
It's exciting.
That's nature in action.
So much to see. I love to see turtles at the beach. Don't even get me started on turtles at the beach.
Turtles at the beach? I've never seen turtles at the beach.
Yep. Well, yeah, the nests and all that.
Those are
and
protected.
The prints.
Well, yeah, I know they're protected. I've never seen any, though.
You've never messed with any, obviously.
Yeah.
One thing that's interesting, I don't say anything, but you'll see people with their sandy feet not wash their feet off and then go back in. And you're like, you know?
Go back in
the room. The room.
The condo or whatever. Yeah. And you know they're bringing all that sand inside.
Yeah.
877-310-4MSJ to jump in with your beach peeves.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Nissan.
I know you guys love to hear about actress Emilia Clarke because I know she stole both of your hearts when she was riding dragons and proclaiming that she would burn everybody.
She was really good in that role, yes.
She was, Khaleesi. As Khaleesi in Game of Thrones. She's been working since then, and she's about to land something major. I mean, she's already done it. They've done the work. So next week on Disney Plus, Sam, maybe you know about this, she's going to join the Marvel Universe.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going to play.
I know she was in the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, well, she's joining Marvel now, too. Mm. It's called Secret Invasion.
Oh, that's the Nick Fury one. Thing. That's supposed to be really good.
You don't know what they have planned for you.
One last fight.
Ah, there he is. She plays Gaia, a member of the shape-shifting alien race in Secret Invasion. She's the 11th actor from Game of Thrones to be a part of the Marvel Universe. And those guys work together. She can't even name them all. But Peter Dinklage has been a part of it. Kit Harington, just to name a few. Anyway, it comes out next week, June 21st on Disney Plus, and everybody's super excited about it because it's supposed to be really good.
What's the character's name?
Gaia.
Does she walk through fire?
I know you hope she walks through fire again.
But, you know, magical things happen when she walks through fire.
But this is Disney Plus. Okay. Remember that, guys.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Tell you why my daughter Maddie was throwing axes last night.
Mm.
You know, there's only one time in your life that you turn 18.
Yes.
And the twins did that yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Parker and Maddie.
You know, I decided, let me be fun. I'll call them right after midnight on their birthday.
Sweet,
you know, be the first one to wish him happy birthday. Uh-huh. Maddie picked up after the second ring.
Sweet.
Parker didn't pick up at all.
Well, isn't that kind of
it was
in
after
line?
Midnight.
Well, yeah, but Parker is like a night owl, and it's like, yeah, okay, he's just ignored me again.
Maybe he claims he was asleep. It. Okay, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. He could have been.
Anyway, Parker went to a water park to celebrate his birthday yesterday. Maddie, she and her boyfriend, they had dinner.
Mm-hmm, nice.
And then they had a gelato for dessert.
Love.
And then they went axe throwing.
She had some anger to get out or something.
What's funny is she said, because when she told me, I was like, oh man, that is going to be cool throwing those. She goes, well, it's digital. I think you throw a plastic axe at a screen. And I was like,
oh, what?
The point of throwing an axe is throwing an axe.
I agree. Now, our Phoebe, who's also the twins' age.
Yeah.
Our youngest Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, she went axe throwing with Taylor recently.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And she was like, man, Phoebe was like, it's a good way to get out your frustrations.
Yeah.
She says, I feel completely like I went to therapy. And then the next day, she was complaining of her body not feeling good. And she was like, I don't know why. I'm like, Phoebe, you're sore.
Yeah.
Welcome to life.
Yeah.
You did something physically unusual yesterday. She was like, you think that's why my arms hurt? Yes!
Weren't they throwing real axes, though?
I think they were throwing some heavy stuff,
well,
yes.
Yeah. Maddie, when they finally got there, she texted me, I guess, it's real axes. And they sent me a couple of videos. They were playing throwing the axe tic-tac-toe on whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, and her boyfriend Dylan was like, these axes are stupid because they bounce off. And then I was like, so you're losing is what you're saying.
It's throwing axes in a controlled environment as far as I understand
Yeah. There's nets on both sides. And
hope is that you don't get someone so interested in that they throw axes at home or something. You know, that's the hope.
That's called a lumberjack, Jody.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, this is a major scientific and medical breakthrough. Potentially, researchers at London's Imperial College say a breathalyzer is able to detect cancer 90% effective. They're in the middle of clinical trials. Right. It's a breathalyzer and can detect correctly cancers in the gut, pancreas, and esophagus.
Whoa.
So it's major.
That's and a pretty big breakthrough.
It could detect it before patients even have symptoms. Everybody's watching that in the medical community. Hmm. Number two, UPS drivers set to get AC in those brown trucks coming up in the future. They don't currently have air conditioning.
I know.
And with the summers getting worse, it's this deal that's been reached tentative with Teamsters securing some cooling options. They're going to add more fans, new heat shields, and air conditioning to their fleet starting next year because about 100 UPS drivers were hospitalized last summer because of heat.
Yeah, I can see
problems.
That. I can't believe that those trucks actually don't have any AC right now.
Meanwhile, some of the other trucks look like little apartments on wheels. And number three, the world's largest Bucky's store set to open in Dolly Parton's hometown. Sevierville, Tennessee, getting the largest Bucky's we've ever seen. No kidding.
It's not going to be called Dolly's?
No.
Oh.
Going to be 120 gas pumps and 74,000 square feet of all the Bucky's goodness you can handle.
Three things for you to know today.
Sam, a couple of days ago, I gave you a candle that I really love. Dried lavender and oak scented candle that I have two of them, two house warmer size that Murphy can't take because it gives him a headache. Again, we have the scent problem with Murph.
You know, I don't really like telling that story because it makes...
Why?
It sounds so wimpy. Yeah, the candle just gives him a headache.
You know? I can only get certain candles because Murphy's allergic to a few.
That's okay.
I've never had that in my life until recently. The little plug-in in the wall, there are a handful of those that do that. And then I know that this candle does.
Maybe you're becoming a more sensitive soul. Anyway,
you called it house warmer?
I think it's a big fat house warmer candle.
I never knew they had names.
Yeah,
I
think
they
do.
Big, medium, small.
No, it's house warmer, meaning you can put it in a big room and the whole room will smell of lavender, dried lavender and oak.
It does work. It's amazing. I've never had a Yankee candle before.
Oh, yeah.
Because I usually buy those.
You get Walmart TJ's. Candles.
No, TJ's.
Okay.
First of all, I had to fix it because you left the wick too high, too long. So I had to use my wick trimmer.
Welcome to
cut
what
it down.
Sam is like, ladies. Welcome to what he is like about every little thing.
It's
I gave you something for free and I did it wrong.
That you're not supposed to leave your wicks too long. You're supposed to keep
them short.
Soot,
right?
Yeah, it makes soot, makes a little mushroom on top. It doesn't burn the scent, it just burns.
I'm sorry, I was busy hosting a party when I decided to give you that candle. If you'd like to bring it back because of the wick length.
Luckily for you, Jody, I have a wick trimmer, so.
Good. Tell me about how dried lavender and oak.
It fills the room. I'm surprised. I'm like I just said. I'm gonna have to maybe look into more of those Yankee
house warmers. Yeah, the big ones.
Because it really smells good.
Which room?
Living room.
It surprises me. You're such a girly man, and not in a bad way.
Forgot about the wick, did you?
Yeah, I mean, you've always loved scents and all that. Yankee candles are like a staple kind of candle.
I know. I always looked at those as. TJ Maxx, you can do better price-wise.
Yeah, so but you get what you pay for.
Well, I know that now. I never bought a Yankee candle.
Some of the ones you buy at TJ Maxx, they're not strong.
Those Woodwick ones, you know, they sell those at Walmart now.
Yeah, see, Woodwick.
I'll get those.
Another big, you know, that's a big name.
I do get those. I just like the crackling noise.
I know. Okay, so no headaches?
Oh, no.
No itching?
Nobody gets headaches in my house.
Okay. Yeah, there's nobody around but you.
Yeah.
We all just returned from a work conference. We were on the road for a couple of days, and I don't know if you guys realize, and I wanted to share with you what goes on in the ladies' room at these places. It's
actually
beautiful.
I know. I do know what goes on in the ladies' room.
Well, you know for 2 seconds, Murph. Murphy had to go to the ladies' room yesterday.
Well, because
there was a line in the guys' room.
So the guys were, you know, the men's room was actually closed for cleaning. And I stuck my head in there and the lady said, excuse me, we're cleaning. I'm like, well, I really have to go.
I've got
to speak in like 15 seconds here. She says, I am cleaning. Okay. So we went back outside and then, you know, someone was nice enough to say, look, I'll let you go in the ladies' room and I'll stand guard for you.
Yay.
So that, yeah. So that's my time in the ladies' room.
That's why Murphy was late for our presentation, actually. Yeah. Anyway, I want you to know in the, like, the day before and that day, this, whenever, any time I'm at these sort of, you know, conferences, you're meeting with these people as well. You're in the room with them. And then when you break, you go to the ladies' room.
Yeah.
And in the ladies' room, there's so much love and support. You can't imagine. I helped a girl with her jacket.
Wow.
There's a girl who helped me with my front French tuck of my shirt that first day.
All right.
You guys remember I wore my green shirt and it was tucked kind of funny. And she helped me with it. And she was a stranger to me. And then she wasn't. And then the second day, on the morning of the keynote speaker, I was in the bathroom right before we were supposed to be, you know, sitting down for breakfast.
Yeah.
And there was a lady in there that I'd never seen before. And it was like, hi, hello, how are you? And she was clearing her throat and talking about her sinuses. And she was like, yeah, I've got to get this all cleared out. It's worrying me because I'm about to speak. And it didn't, I'm so worried about coffee and worried about stuff. I didn't put two and two together. I helped her. We talked about it a little bit. We know we had our little niceties. She was our keynote speaker.
Nice, nice.
Boy, there is a lot of fun going on in the ladies' room, huh?
But overall, yeah. It's just, and then some of the ladies that ended up speaking, and I knew some of them, you know, like Leslie and Kristen, you guys know those guys, those ladies, they talk in the ladies' room about, I'm nervous, I'm about to speak.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, you'll be great. And when you see them, they seem fine, but everybody's rocking that. And for some reason, the ladies' room is a nice place to just, you know, take a break and be with the girls.
Well, maybe I should use the ladies' room more often.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Nissan.
Lots of royal news. Let's start with Prince Harry. He is determined, apparently, to win this legal battle that he's in against the Daily Mirror. He's going to risk it all. He's not going to stop until he wins. The word is, you know, he's blamed them for ruining almost every relationship he's ever been in, that they followed him for years. He says he blames them for, well, contributing to the breakup that he had with Chelsea Davy. That's before he met Meghan. Mm. Remember her? I do.
No.
I don't either.
Okay,
you know, it didn't seem like you wouldn't bring that up. I know. He's got an issue with the paper, but, you know.
Well,
stick to the present there.
Not talking about her doesn't make her not exist in his past.
You know what? They ruined my last relationship, so now I'm married to Meghan.
Wait, it's more about what they did to him. He says that they were listening to their voicemails, his and Chelsea's, and tracking them. He could tell that their phones were being tracked. And,
okay, so it's the violation.
And then they would print stuff that there's no way they could have known unless they were tracking. So if he's, you know, adamant about this, it's because he's felt violated for so long.
Yeah.
How do you hack a prince's phone?
I guess we're going to find out at the end of this.
I have to apologize. I don't have a punchline for that one.
I'm sorry. It sounds like a great one. Anyway, continue to expect to hear reports of it because Harry will not stop. If this one doesn't go the way he wants, he will probably bring another suit. Sam, you said something earlier and that got me so excited. I want to bring it back up and beg you.
Okay. Why are you going to beg Sam?
Well,
the food?
No.
Oh.
I've been watching Game of Thrones with Phoebe, our youngest daughter. Murphy doesn't watch it, although Murphy does like to walk into the room and say, "You don't know nothing, Jon Snow."
That's it?
Which is incorrect.
Which is incorrect, yeah.
It's you know nothing, Jon
right.
Snow.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know
I'm a little more country, apparently, about
yeah.
You don't know nothing, Jon Snow.
I'm the biggest Game of Thrones nerd on the planet. It's my Star Wars, okay?
Yeah.
I'm watching it with Phoebe.
And it's reality, too.
It's not.
I know that's the reason
that.
You don't like Star Wars.
I don't like space stuff, okay? So what?
Nothing.
Anyway, Star Wars is not as good as Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't know that I'd go on record saying that, Jody. But
to me.
Well.
You know what you said this morning that got me excited?
I don't know.
You said you might want to watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
It keeps popping up on TikTok. And the thing is, in little 10-second blurbs, it's really good.
I know. Please watch it again. It is one of the best re-binges ever. I was telling producer Faith about this, too, because she's just finishing it up, too, for the first time through. there is so much that you cannot realize the first time through. There's stuff in every episode that's foreshadowing, that means more, but you didn't know it the first time.
Isn't that the case with series like that, though? Breaking Bad, or you go back and you watch it the second time, you catch things that you didn't see before.
But I honestly think Harry Potter and Game of Thrones have that more than anybody. They bring that game more than anybody. Yeah. Game of Thrones. Huh?
Because of the complexity of the story?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, exactly, Murphy. You do know something, Jon Snow. So listen, you're my work spouse, Sam.
Yeah.
Murphy's my real spouse. You're my work spouse. If you would watch it again.
Do we have to talk about it again?
Yes, you would be the one walking, going in, man, I didn't realize this, Jody.
Oh, see, but it's kind of like, I understand Sam's right. It's fun to go back and rewatch things, but sometimes it's a little been there, done that, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Fine.
And
it would make our work life better.
Personally, I'm squeamish around certain scenes. I hate walking into the room on certain scenes.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You mean you don't know nothing.